When your EP came out, you did a couple of festivals, and since then you also played a lot, but it takes a little longer to the album. Do you think in the end it was a good move to take your time until the album comes out, or do you think you probably would have started a bit earlier because after the EP it was a long break?
Yeah, it was a long break. And, you know, as I was saying earlier in last night's Iris, you know, we've done everything so backwards with this band, but everything's very much working. And the fact that we took so long was more to cultivate the core of the band and the songwriting so that we could be certain that when we put our first record out, we could say, this is us, the writing is coming from us, and we can keep doing this. And so now we are sure. Francisco and I are like writing machines, you know, we can't stop, so it's like, you know, and Joe Stump as well. I mean, I think once we found the chemistry, it just
starts.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a long time to find it, really it was. You know, it was a very long time to find
it. But then it was
worth it. Yes, it was worth it not only to take time finding the right musicians, but it was just as much of a reward with the songwriting. You know, taking
and
the time.
Probably this time will kind of made up for next time because now we have worked out everything out and are in the mood of writing, working
exactly.
together.
Exactly. Plus the other thing is, and what makes Holy Hell different than a lot of bands in the same scene that have, you know, female singers, is that Maria writes the lyrics, which is very different in a lot of these bands. Normally it's just one composer that brings all the ideas, music-wise, and lyric-wise. In this case, we have a combination of elements, which makes it more authentic, and makes it, you know, when it comes from within, and when you are singing the words you wrote, then it's a totally different feeling. You know, it doesn't make it easier, but it makes it more natural to go on stage and sing what you really
more
want
authentic.
To say. Exactly, and I think that's one of the most important things in Holy Hell. Is that the fact that she can sing whatever she wants to say, she wants to really say, and you know, and it's the same in the musical part. You know, we have a production, but we play pretty much what we want to play, of course, in the context of a song. We don't get loose and you know, try to overplay other people or other band members or
yes,
overplay solos and stuff like that. We have a very clear what we want to do, which is make songs. And at the very end, I think that's the most important thing. A lot of bands just play to show up. Some other bands don't care about the arrangement at the same time. And we try to keep a balance in between both. Yeah, there's... Hello? Yeah, there's tons of you know, musicianship in the band. Everybody in the band has developed a lot of in the technical area.
Yeah.
And we keep developing that area. But it's not the main core of the band. You know, we think the songs, and then from there we just build the rest. It's, you know, when you have the foundation in the songs, then the rest can shine by itself.
You play now the acoustic set. It's the first time that you play acoustic?
The first time we've played acoustically in front of press and fans and things like that. Francisco and I work a lot together. You know, we rehearse this way, we train this way. But of course we always have family and friends who ask us to do things. And so, but it's the first time we've done it with our music, so it's very nice.
And it's part actually of the same thing, you know, what I was saying about how you construct a song. We always start from that, you know. We start with one instrument and the voice, and from there we can do whatever we want once it's done. But we always practice in the same way, just with the piano or maybe an acoustic guitar. But it's just very naked in a way.
Yeah,
and
reduced to the basics.
Exactly,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If you can make it work in that way, then you can make it work in any way. You know, for us it's very important with the background we have as musicians with classical training to do it in this way before we go over the whole big grand scheme of things.
It was very interesting when we were in Finland We had to do some rehearsing before the show because it was the first show out for the festival tour this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we stripped down to the bare minimum. We were in the hotel in a room, and Rhino was sitting there tapping the drums, and I'm singing without a mic. He's just playing the keyboard without any, you know, effects or anything. And
Joe has
just
a guitar with a little line.
And Jay the bass. You know, it was, we were stripped down to nothing. But I learned something very important that day, and it's like, if we can rehearse well with this stripped down to nothing, the show will sound fantastic. So you can hear everything.
What I always say, you have a song which just works out good in an acoustic way, but with keyboard or guitar, and it can really shine that way, then it's a good song, because you can make some flaws about everything when you build a good production or something. But if a song works good and sounds good as an acoustic, then it's a real good song.
Yeah, it's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
And, you know, for us it's very natural to do it in that way. Every single song came out in that way, actually, for this album, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
It was, both of us working just with the piano and the voice and finding parts and you know, creating the structure of the song, but it was bare bones. And then, after that, we start to build stuff, to put all the arrangement together. Sometimes it even came out just from one little riff in the guitar, and then from that, translated into the piano work, the melodies from there, and it feels very, very natural for us to do it in that way. It's not something that was imposed, you know, to the band to do it in that way, which sometimes, you know, producers tell you, okay, you do it in this way because that's how I want it. For us, it was just a natural thing to do, and I think it translates in the album to the fact that the songs were worked from the beginning in this way. You know, the melodies were crafted with nothing around, with no big choir in the background or strings or orchestra or the guitars. It was all done in a very basic way. And then when you add the other elements, it just makes it bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the main core. You know, the core is the song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's normally you, when you write new songs, it's just the basic. You write it in the acoustic way and then you fill it with electric guitars or the keyboard?
At least the core of the song, which is the vocal lines, melodies,
mm-hmm.
and stuff, it always comes in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the songs from the beginning start maybe with an electric guitar riff, but once you have that, you know how it's going, in which direction you're going, then you strip it down,
mm-hmm.
and you just go through the melodies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's tons of different ways to create songs, and in the case of this album, some songs work from the piano to the main arrangement,
mm-hmm.
some songs came out from just a basic set of chords, some other songs came out from a riff in the guitar, and maybe
mm-hmm.
like a basic beat that then was stripped down for really have just the harmonic foundation and the melody line, and then we came back to that riff, you know, but having that riff in mind, having that the direction we were going, but for sure all the vocal part and all the melodic part was done in this way, and it's going to be done in this way all the time, because that's how it feels natural for us.
Yeah, I think that's the machine we found. We found the niche for writing, so it makes the process so nice, because
mm-hmm.
we have a flow now, and that it's very nice, very nice.
Yes, I've seen when I play this evening, when you play this evening, the acoustic set, it was so great to see. I know you from the stage,
yes,
in the metal version, and then in the acoustic set, it was so great to see how much feeling you bring in your instrument or in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great to see.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you play all the last from the song, and the people wait and hear and.
I think, you know, because we really love this, it cannot translate to,
mm-hmm.
to whoever is listening, or we hope it translates to the people that is listening. And it all comes down to the fact that we really love to do this. It hasn't been imposed. We are not a product
mm-hmm.
that, you know, just was put together and then, you know, released to the world. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the band has been in the music scene for a long time, maybe
other than me.
but even Maria, she was in maybe in a different side of
yes.
of the scene, but yeah. she was there.
Yes, I was there, just not playing. I was learning.
Exactly, but everybody in the band has this time on the scene, and that makes things a little bit more cohesive and less than a product. You know, a lot of people just get together and just because, and then they start to do albums and stuff. But we start from a long time ago. Each one in the band has been around for a long time with all kinds of different careers, all kinds of different projects, from that go from solo projects to theater projects to maybe rock projects or non-rock
mm-hmm.
related projects, classical music and stuff like that. But we have been there all the time, and we do it because we love it. Doesn't matter if it's an acoustic version or it's a full-on production with lights and explosions and PA. It's equally enjoyable for us, you know, and that's something that when we get together, it's a common thing in everybody in the band. If you ask anybody in Holy Hell, what would be, you know, what would you think if you were in Holy Hell, what would be, you know, doing? And it's always the same. We'll be playing,
mm-hmm.
no matter, you know. It's this love for music that we all share that makes Holy Hell what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really, really, really love what we do. Being in a small stage or in a huge stage,
yeah.
for us it's the same.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you have 10,000 people or just one person listening to you, as long as you are really doing it for passion. And you know, I think that it's translating a little bit into the people. You know, we cannot judge, because it's not our job to judge how much or is it translating. That comes to the people that is listening.
Mm.
But for us, it's just a pleasure to be there and do what we do.
I think the important thing is the people enjoy it.
Yes.
And I think the people here on the album, that it's not that they are classical training, but they know that how good you are as musicians. And I mean, this is translating, even if we are going to an acoustic thing, they know that it's worth to listen till the last note before they start applauding you. Because I mean, you can hear it. I mean, there are pieces that where you can, here and there, where you can hear, where you can shine, the technique can shine
mm-hmm.
through
mm-hmm.
Without like having a clash of egos, one is trying to do the other, overdoing the other.
Yes,
the point, I think.
Yeah,
and that makes it creates an intensity in the songs,
mm-hmm.
which not just transports live, also on the album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you can feel this even if you listen to the album.
It's great.
I think, you know, that is something very important in the band. We have no egos. You know, it's something very, very important. A long time ago, we have an interview where some guy asked, so how is the fight in between keyboard player and guitar player? Because that's something very common in the metal scene. And you know, we knew that at some point someone is going to ask, having Joe, for instance, that is a big name, a big shredder, and you know, is a monster as a player. And you know, we were laughing because there's no such thing in the band, in any of the areas. We really don't have these kind of things in the band. We just play because we love to play, and we enjoy to hear the other people that is playing with us as much as we enjoy to be performing by ourselves. It's just this chemistry that exists
in
the band.
Yeah, I think that not only exists in the band, but as Gisella was saying, there's a strong reciprocation between the audience and the
mm-hmm.
band. So it's a very hard to explain experience, but it's there, and that's when I feel, you know, when I can say this is definitely working.
You feel home.
I
that
feel band. It. Yeah.
Feel home.
Yes.
Just
yes.
like
yes.
It's a family
yes.
you didn't search, but you found.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a strong point, because we said it's not a casted band. You're come together it for a long time. That's something you can feel when you hear music, because there is a feeling inside. There's an intensity you can't create if you're just put together in a room
mm-hmm.
like okay, now start doing.
Yeah, no,
it's
not working.
that
no,
doesn't happen.
Not at all.
And
absolutely not.
Or at least doesn't happen in the rock world. You know, there's something in rock music doesn't matter if it's different genres of rock, but there's something in the rock music that has this authentic feel.
Yeah.
You have to go there and play, and you have to be real, because if not, you know, the rock crowd doesn't, they are not blind and they are not deaf.
Yeah.
They feel it,
they
and they know
it.
They can buy it, you know. So only when you really do it because you love what you do is when it works. If not, you know, they turn their backs to the bands. And, you know, there's no mercy with the rock crowds. They either like it or they hate it, and they are very straight with that. You know, if they see something that is a product, they will turn their backs, because they know when it's a product. And I think, you know, for us, just the fact that we didn't start like a regular band, we went out on the road to prove ourselves first that it, you know, that the music and the unity in the band was the right one, before even come out with original material for recording purposes, it was the right step, because maybe for some people it's not how it works, but for us it was very important to be out, play together, get the vibe together, and be sure that we were the right people in the right place doing this music together. And then from there start to develop in something that is, you know, holy hell by now, with the writing process, with the stage image, you know, which is very funny too, because it's another thing that wasn't created. You know, if is something that was already there. You know, the how you see the band on the stage is how you could see Joe 10 years ago, or myself 10 years ago, or Ryan or Jay. It was what we did. You know, before it wasn't created. It wasn't like, okay, let's put a band, let's dress them as a gothic band and blah, blah, blah. We were already into that.
What was created, though, is bringing people together from different elements.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the road that I took was much different than the road that they've taken, other than schooling. But at the end of the day, you know, it was the bringing together of these forces that I think has really resulted
exactly. and
what
they
we
fit
call
all together. You know, it was something that was meant to be. Mm-hmm. It is very interesting if you see our careers; they all kind of merge to the same way, and that's very authentic. That there's nothing created on that. You know, we like the same music. We enjoy the road. We have all kinds of common things that work all, you know.
I think that the people feel what you bring on the stage. That's real, that's true. And when I compare the last Magic Circle Festival, the fans dance behind Holy Hair.
Yes,
and,
for sure. It was a truly rewarding experience when we went to the Lorelei. We weren't able to get there in time to do a lot of things that were scheduled for us. And after the show, we did a last-minute signing session, because we were tentatively supposed to do one in the schedule, but we weren't able to. And it was so rewarding. The count was 1,200 people that came and stood in line after the show for an autograph, and I was just dumbfounded by this. Because for us, a lot of times, I think people think, oh, you know, they're getting this because, you know, Man of War and so on and so forth. And it was really neat to stand on our own, go on the stage, come off the stage, and then they came to get the signatures. It was very, very nice.
I can remember the first show, what we did on the first tour in Dortmund. I was at the concert.
Yeah.
And you stand at the side and write autographs.
Yes,
and
yes,
you
yes.
don't have a single. That was the time.
That's right.
It was a single, not out.
That's right. It was
that's
just
right.
on a piece
yeah.
of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
that said Holy Hell on it or
and
something.
And the people, big crowd,
yeah.
for autographs.
Yeah, it was it was really great. Really, really, really a rewarding thing.
Yeah. What's now the plan for the next couple of months?
Well, the plan is for Francisco and I, we're going to be traveling and doing as much networking and things that we can do. And at the same time, we're always writing, so this is a good thing. And We are planning to go out with Man of War. I believe January is the date. We would leave a little bit sooner for rehearsal and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that we go out one last time with Man of War as special guest, and then management and the labels really wanting to put us on another tour right mm-hmm. afterwards. So the idea is just to keep us out there mm-hmm. and promoting the record and just moving forward with the band. So it kind of feels good now because I can tell that we're, you know, leaving the nest and starting to fly a little bit, and it's very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
You know, and it's an interesting thing for both sides, mm-hmm. you know, because there's been a lot of hard work and development on the side of the label and Joey, and so it's one of those times where we all know that it's time.
The right time.
Yeah.
And you know, something that will be very, very important for us if we go after this last tour with them, if we go to as a support for any other act, which would be great. Or if we go on our own, maybe more like a club tour, mm-hmm. is just to try to reach as much people as we can. That maybe is not totally related to the shows we did mm-hmm. in the past, but they are willing maybe to listen something that for the music that we are bringing, and maybe will be some of the people in the Gothic scene, or maybe some of the people in the metal scene. Holy Hell is not caged. In one genre,
no.
we don't see ourselves just like one in one way. We think that Holy Hell can reach all kinds of different people, from the Gothic, the mm. main Gothic core to the headbangers, and there's a lot of people in between that maybe just like the music, or maybe they just like the orchestral area, or maybe they just like the metal area, or they enjoy the crazy soloing.
Mm.
There's a lot of different elements that can bring different people to the shows to see Holy Hell. So hopefully, you know, with these following tours, we will be able to start to reach all of them, which for us is just like a dream, just to be able to perform for all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they like it, well, that's when they
And I also, I thought, I think that's also, you know, a result of, you know, the influences in the band is such a wide variety. So I think that communicates and translates through the music. And so I think it leaves a lot open for the listener
mm-hmm.
to, you know, it's not just like, you know, turn it on and it's just like, bah, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it has some heaviness
yeah,
to
sure.
it. So it's a nice rounded.
No, I thought when you said last time ago was Man of War, and surely you probably should try to afterwards, if you do another tour with as an opening
mm-hmm.
band, do some shows like in a place where, you know, like in Germany, doing well, to testing the waters, to see how many people, like two or three club shows to come out to see you, to find
yeah.
out where
exactly.
is your, where are you at the moment?
Yes,
exactly.
I
yep.
think
exactly.
that's and then for I think that's probably a good way to find out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing is we are always open to do all kinds of shows. I mean, we did this show for a few people and we are fine. You know, with Holy Hell, we are very open to do club tours, or, you know, we have been on the road with Man of War for such a long time that maybe some people will believe that we think we are there, but we are not there. We are far from
mm-hmm.
being in the position Man of War is. They are on the top.
Mm-hmm.
For us to play a club and really feel, you know, who is really coming, who wants to see the band, will be great. You know, we have confidence in our music, but at the same time we are not overestimating
yeah.
what we have done. And the last tour we did in all this festival was a proof of that. Some places like Spain, we were the first band.
Well, that was a very interesting experience.
I think festivals when yeah, let's say in the countries which are not so much known for a metal scene, it's always
mm-hmm.
interesting. Doesn't matter if it's Spain or Czech Republic. I know you played Masters of Rock, I think, in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I mean, this festival, it's also amazing to see the people there.
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing that Francisco was mentioning is that on the, what was the?
Metal Wave
Festival, yeah. We played the first spot at noon, and that was mm-hmm. the first time I had ever done anything like that. And as a band together, the first time for the band, I'm sure the guys have done it before,
mm-hmm.
but to get out there with a completely cold crowd that has no idea who you are, and Then when the crowd was just this, you know, I think there was probably, what, maybe 500 people there?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just a very mind-boggling experience. But it was wonderful because we really had to work, you know, not to say that we don't usually, but we really had
to
work,
work hard.
And by the third song, people were starting to come from, and the crowd was increasing and so on and so forth. And it was very rewarding, very hard, but very rewarding, very intimidating at first.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really nice to come off the stage, and the press girl, Pierre's press girl, said, "You should have been in a better spot."
Yeah, but you know, it's
But the thing is that we deserve to be
where we were. In Spain. You know?
There were so many other big bands ahead of us.
Exactly, and it was the same during you know different challenges on every show we did this last tour. There was Norway where we had to play after big bands.
What band did we play after?
It was
Wasp, yeah. And Norway is a very death metal country,
and
right?
They have Wasp, and then they have some other band. I can't remember the name now.
I can't either.
But it was more into the thrash metal scene, and then you have Wasp, which is a big band. They are in the pantheon of heavy metal. So to play after them, it becomes even more challenging because you have to prove that you deserve to be there and that it's not unfair to have that spot. So we have to work even harder, just knowing that they just played. And it was a great experience to learn and to grow on stage. And every show we did, we share a stage with so many big bands that it was pushing the band to the limit all the time. Every single show was pushing the band one step forward to the point when we reached Lorelei, which in a big part of what happened on the stage, and it comes from all these other six shows we had to do with all these big names, and the pressure that was sometimes being the first one and sometimes being after all the big ones. So I think it was a big learning process for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely it was.
And you know, and especially
it was a little taste of getting out of
exactly,
the nest.
Exactly, it was a taste of what's going to happen in the future, and everybody's happy enough for the challenge, being the opening act or being farther in the bill. And plus, you know, we discovered that it doesn't really matter where you are in a festival, as long as you're having a good time.
Yeah,
and you
that's
and
true.
You really go on stage. With everything.
And it shows you that a lot is in the mind, you know, the mindset, you know. I realized that with the Spain thing, I was more concerned with having to warm up the crowd and that feeling, because I had never had to do that before, and so I was very, very concerned with that. And then afterwards I realized, you know, it's really mind over matter. If you act like so there's not thousands and thousands of people and they're standing there like this.
Yeah.
They didn't stand there like that for long, so
yeah,
it's a lot of mindset I learned.
And fall from the stage.
Yes, I think that's enough for us.
Okay.
For this time.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Next time more.
Wonderful.
There
we
go.
We wish you very, very good luck for the next time.
Yes.
For
thank
the
you
next
so much.
Shows.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you both again, that's for sure.
I think
it was such a pleasure to see you come down the stairs. I was like, that's the one. I was telling Francisco that you liked his guitar playing after the interview.
Exactly.